Okay, my name's Ian Hughes, known as the Predator Online. I'm a metaverse evangelist, amongst other things, which means I tell people about virtual worlds and the unusual way you can use game technology to communicate with one another. Businesses, schools, education, all those sorts of things all kind of mash up into one fantastic bit of tech. And I'm really enthusiastic about kids getting into technology. And too often they get just doing spreadsheets or PowerPoint or anything like that. So if we can show them that some of the games that they're already using are actually the basis of the technology skills that they need in the future, they'll just carry on playing games and doing cool stuff with it as well. So I'm very into taking what's in a game, altering it, and delivering it out to something else. So this, the way things change. So if you can create art in a game, and then that becomes a real-life product, why not use that? You don't have to use the big, complicated, expensive tools.
And how did you get here today?
That's down to Twitter, really. And being kind of public and being out there on the web, I saw Techno Teacher, and he tweeted me and said, I'm doing this, are you interested? And I said, of course, because I do a kids' TV show called Cool Stuff Collective, and I want to be able to show them some of that stuff, because that's a way in to be able to start talking about them when they say, who the heck are you? Maybe they've seen the show, maybe not, but at least we could get that in. And so I just hooked up with Alan that way.
And what do you think about the format of the day, where you've got lots of people coming in from outside and people mixing up and all that kind of stuff?
I think that's really fantastic, and the unconference format works well. I like that. I'm comfortable with that, and being able to get so many people in that are interested in talking about stuff. That's the trick, and the fact there are like 130 odd people and helpers and experts here from all over the country, and we've all come up to Preston, kind of shows how important that is. And at the same time, masses and masses of kids that have given up their Saturday to come to something like this. So we are all, it's self-selecting, we're all passionate about it, so we haven't got to convince them too much. So it gives us a chance to kind of spread their wings a bit.
And I also noticed that there are a lot of families and a lot of people who aren't on Twitter here, and it's sort of ripple effect, because that's rippling out into the local community and creating more people who are interested in that particular channel.
It is, and really that's viral, isn't it? And it's used as a nice marketing term where they can kind of exploit it for their own financial gain, but this is actually doing something good with it. And the fact that us all gathering together and doing this will generate a lot of stories, a lot of pictures, a lot of podcasts, a lot of stuff out there which people will then latch onto and then say, well, maybe we should do one locally. So it then becomes spreading that, because, you know, there's 300 kids here, but there's a lot of kids in the country.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ian.
You're welcome. Thank you.